The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It's Monday, the 26th of August, 7:05 in the morning. And are you adjusting things back in there? Because I keep adjusting things in here.
My headphone preferences are very different from Sue's.
Okay. Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. And what's the weather look like for this morning? Ashley's back with us. Ashley.
Yay. We are looking at a heat advisory. That's the main headline for the weather today and tomorrow. Expecting a high of 107 today, 107 tomorrow, lows of 71, so open up those windows overnight if you can. We're approximately 72 degrees at the Reading Airport today, at this particular moment. Expecting a little bit of overcast on Wednesday, and then we're looking at double digits starting on Thursday.
Double digits?
Yeah, 98, 97, 96.
105 today.
Mine's saying 107 today.
Ooh!
And 107 tomorrow. But, yeah, we are under a heat advisory from the National Weather Service for today and tomorrow.
Well, then that means is that I'm really glad is that the air conditioning is blowing up in the building here.
Everywhere for you.
Well, it's just, you know, it's not just here. I'm hearing other people have had things crashing in, too, different types of...
Maybe you're first, because it's both work and home for you, isn't it?
Well, I'm not whining about it, because you know, after the fire and people losing houses again and all this are going on. But the floor air conditioner that the gang brought in for this building that provided us, I'm going to go back to them today and say bring five more. It's just not working. But there's the whole building's had like he said told me like four of them went out, and then I've been hearing down at the bank went out. I don't know if it's just the heat or if it's the fact it ingested so much ash and everything last summer that now that we're starting to kick it off, it's going out. But I don't know. Anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. And there's a lot of things going on, but we're going to start off this morning with our DA's office and our assistant DA. Are you assistant DA?
Senior deputy DA.
Senior deputy DA.
Sarah Murphy.
Sarah Murphy. Sarah, thank you for being with us this early.
Thank you. Good morning.
Is this a regular work day for you?
It is.
Okay, so we'll be heading into the office after this.
Yeah.
You know, the way I understood it when I talked to the DA was she was going to try and get a public defender in here too, so we could talk about the amount of work that's being done in these offices.
Yeah.
and why it's important that we get some more DAs and some more public defenders, but especially district attorneys. So I am more than happy to have you here, because obviously a public defender doesn't need anybody.
Oh, they do. They do. We watch their caseloads, too. And it's right now, caseloads are just, I mean, they're just crazy.
Well, let's talk about that. Part of the thing is people say, oh, we just need more police. Oh, no, we just need some place to put people. That's all we need, really. And if we had them in a jail, everything would be fine then. But that's not true, is it?
Well, no, it forgets the other half of that. I mean, the police are on the ground and picking up people who are committing crimes, and then they're taking them to jail, and the jail's holding them. But you have to have the rest of the criminal justice system, and that includes DAs who are prosecuting those cases. It includes public defenders who are defending those individuals. So it's really short-sighted to say we just need more police officers and we just need more jail space. We have to remember that there's an entire another process. In the United States, we're entitled to, representation, and we're entitled to jury trials, and we're entitled to due process. And those things don't happen when someone's just taken to jail and then nothing happens. There are certain time restrictions that we have where people have to be arraigned within 48 hours. And so all of those things require DAs, public defenders, and court staff to be there and available to move forward.
And if have we ever had cases dismissed because people weren't there? I mean, besides the bad guys?
No, we have had cases dismissed because we haven't had courtrooms, but we have never had them dismissed because we haven't had a DA or a public defender.
Okay.
We find somebody. The problem is they may not be the most prepared person in the entire world, which is...
I was just in front of a court, mm-hmm. and it wasn't me, but it was for conservatorship.
Yes.
And they, I mean, this is me dragging on, and the last part was having the public defender there. Guess what? Public defender was there.
Yeah.
But did he have the case? No, he had no idea what he was there. I mean, he was doing others, but he said, I don't have that case.
Right.
And the judge looked at him, looked at me, looked at Mrs. McIntosh, looked back at the public defender, looked at me again, and she goes, well, I'm going to grant this. This is, you know, it's been like the fourth time we've been there. That was the only thing.
Yeah.
So, but he was standing there, he was sitting there, and just these are just conservatorships, a stack of stuff that had to be over a foot high.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to court right now. It's kind of the running joke. We have those really tall suitcases that you would use to go on a long trip. And we have some Monday calendars where you're taking two of those suitcases to court with you.
But one, you can't get to all those people, can you?
We can. It just, I mean, not all of them appear. So that's a good thing, right? I mean, it's not a good thing because ultimately their cases drag on. But if we were there for every single case because everyone appeared, we'd be there after 5 o'clock. And there are some days where we are after 5 o'clock. And it's trying to process all of those cases, trying to process all the people, while also doing justice. I mean, that's the hard part.
The hard part, isn't it?
That's the hard part.
Justice.
Right.
As opposed to expedience.
Right. And we... You know, I know personally from working at the DA's office, and then I also know working with my colleagues at the public defender's office, that's the goal. And that is what we strive to do every day because we live in this community and we want this community to be the best that it can be. And so it takes that time and effort to do justice while also appreciating that the caseloads are just out of control.
Okay. I'm with the deputy DA today, Sarah, and, We're talking about caseloads. We don't have the DA in here today because it's one thing to have Stephanie Bridget, who is the Chester County DA, talk about it. But she's not on the daily caseload thing. So we have the senior deputy in here to talk about just what the caseloads are. And I've got a lot of questions about this when we come back because are we getting justice when we're overrun? Like this. That's for after the break. Okay. Hey, if you're like everybody else and you're just, you know, your Friday's, you know, by the time Friday hits, you could sleep on a bed of nails. But then you kind of rest up a little bit and the week starts again. And do you have a Sleep Number bed? Because Sleep Number is actually the number one mattress in America, according to J.D. Power, who is, you know, doesn't take money for their estimates or what they say about beds or cars or anything like this. They do it because it's a fair, unbiased opinion on whatever that they are observing. In this case, Sleep Number has been ranked number one in customer satisfaction. And you can fix your, you can set your bed to a different firmness each night, either side of the bed to a different firmness. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. But I can make that Sleep Number setting to be 30 or 100. And it really makes a difference. And right now, the biggest sale of the year is going on, and for a limited time, you can save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 Unlimited Edition Smart Bed. But you're only going to find it down at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Right there, go on down, lay on the bed, see how comfortable it is, and what a great night's sleep you can get. That Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages with the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, your town hall of the air. Hope everybody's doing well after the weekend. It is 7:18 in the morning. It's 71 degrees out there, going up only to 107 today. We're pretty lucky today. It's only 107. You know what? It's something about 107 is better than 110. But 97 is better than 107. So anyway, the weather's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operating down in Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. And if you're a survivor of the car fire and you're out on your property and you're rebuilding, Shasta Gas Propane will put a 120-gallon tank, propane tank out on your property for free. And fill it up with propane at very, very reasonable prices so that you don't have to keep unhooking the 7-gallon tank or 10-gallon tank and going back into town. And this will just help you to assist you in helping you rebuild out there. And they're doing this because Chuck and Judy Kenny are just really nice people. They are. They just do things for people like that. 7:19 in the morning, I'm here with Sarah Murphy, who is the Senior Deputy District Attorney.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll get this by the time the hour's out. Okay, you know, Sarah, the reason I had you on, and I was looking for the public defender, but they're obviously overworked and couldn't make it. Of course, you're coming in before work hours.
Yes.
That's why we did it early. Is that One of the things that's said is this 1 cent tax increase. Not only will it give us seats for 500 people, not only will it give us more police, not only will it give us more sheriffs, but it's going to give us more prosecutors, more DAs.
Yes.
And one of the things that Stephanie said was, I've got the largest caseload. She says we've reached the point that, you know, it's just about overwhelming. So, and Sarah just has come in here in the first segment, if you didn't hear it, and says, they you know, it's not just a 9-to-5 job.
No. We're working 7 days a week, many of us.
Yeah. Trying to keep up with this.
Yes.
What's the average caseload?
It depends on the unit. So I supervise our family violence unit, which has all of our sexual assault cases against both adults and kids as victims, child abuse, domestic violence, stalking, and elder abuse. And within that unit, the caseload varies. Some of our prosecutors will have up to 30, 40 cases set for trial at a time. Others will have roughly 15 cases set for trial at a time. And those are just set for trial numbers. Those aren't all of the other things that they do. So that they're all vertical prosecutors, which means they're filing their cases from the very beginning and carrying them all the way through trial. And so we have people who have, you know, stacks of filing that they have to get through. They have all of the ordinary court process they have, plus then they have trials. And so, for example, last year we had in the office, I believe it was 82 or 83 sexual assault cases, and those were really prosecuted by two people. And so you're splitting a caseload of approximately 40 cases over a year for two individuals to stay on top of, manage, handle.
Now, people don't understand when you say case. Well, I mean, how tough can that be? I mean, 40. I mean, you're talking 40 cases. That's 3 a month, maybe 4 a month. I mean, you guys are college grads.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't work that way. For example, I speak from experience. I've been a prosecutor for over 10 years. I've supervised our family violence unit for 2 years, but I also handle sexual assault cases of children in that caseload. And then I also handle a caseload of homicide cases. And I can tell you that when you're in trial, it's all consuming. I mean, I'm at work before 7. I'm at work until 6. I go home for a couple of hours, and then I'm working until midnight or 1. And then I get up and I do that 5 days a week. Plus I work hours on Saturday and Sunday, depending on where I'm at in the trial. Sometimes I'm, you know, in the office all day. And our newer prosecutors especially, they're there sometimes 7 days a week just to understand and keep up and respond to motions and do all of the duties that you have to do to stay on top of these cases and to understand the cases and to communicate with your victims and to communicate with your officers and your witnesses and be prepared for court. I mean, none of us want to walk into a courtroom and be unprepared and have a judge asking you questions that you don't know the answer to. It's like going to the principal's office. It's a horrible feeling. And so to avoid that, we are working way more than a 40-hour-a-week job, that's for sure.
Are y'all on salary?
We are salaried. So we work until the job is done.
So they can abuse you terribly.
Well, we work until the job is done. And I think it's the people that the district attorney's office attracts are people who they are going to work as much as they need to get the job done. And so, you know, we kind of joke sometimes we would bankrupt the county if they paid us for every hour that we worked. And we don't ask to be paid for every hour that we work because that's our work ethic. We want to make sure that our victims get justice, that our community gets justice, that the right things happen on cases.
Are we getting justice?
Yes.
With the workload the way it is?
No and yes. We are working as hard as we can as prosecutors. What I can say, though, is that we have had higher turnover rate in the last year than we have had in years, and retention is hard. When you're 7 days a week is burning people out, six days a week is burning people out, working 70 hours or 80 hours on the types of work that we do. I mean, these cases aren't simple. You're coming into situations where there's trauma. You're coming into situations where there is emotions. You're coming into situations where there are so many factors in play. And as prosecutors, we take on that. Same with the public defenders. They take on that in going through these cases.
How can you not get, how can you not get emotionally involved in some of this, especially child molestations and
right? I mean,
you know, sexual abuse like that.
You learn to have a separate box where you put your work stuff in.
Sure.
But when you're working that many hours and you are handling these caseloads, it starts to burn people out. And so then you're looking at how are we retaining people? And if we're not retaining them, then we're bringing brand new people on who you then have to train to get to the level of handling sexual assault cases. You can't just hand it to
now,
a first-year prosecutor.
We're having people leaving because they're working such horrendous hours and they can go someplace else and get paid as much or more for doing half the work. Is this true?
Not quite half the work, but less stressful
let's say a third of the work then. I mean, two-thirds of the work.
If they're not
going to have to work on Saturdays and Sundays, they just work Monday through Friday.
Yep.
And this is a big thing if you've got a family or if you're just tired.
It's a huge thing. It's a huge thing whether you're just tired or whether you have a family. And it's hard, too, to attract. You know, Reading, it's hard to attract people from outside of Reading into Reading to come work as a prosecutor.
Why?
Well, I think we don't pay as much as other places.
Okay.
Certainly.
So part of it's pay?
Part of it's pay. Part of it is if you have a family in Southern California or in the Bay Area, a 3-hour, 4-hour drive or a 2-hour plane ride can be daunting if I want to go see them every weekend. And so you couple that with the amount of work and a difference in pay. And I'm not complaining. We are paid well as county employees. I will say that. But our pay is less, certainly, than other places in the state. And so it becomes hard to attract skilled prosecutors. And like I said, then what you're doing is you're training them from the ground level up.
Sure. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Sarah Murphy. She's the deputy district attorney.
Yes, that works.
Okay. Am I close?
Yes, you're very close.
Okay. What is it?
Senior deputy
district attorney. Okay. It means you're the boss. If Stephanie runs screaming out of the office and says you'll never see me again, does that mean you step up?
No.
Oh, there's another one in there?
Ben Hanna's in between us, and then there's a bunch of people that are still above me.
Well, how can you be senior then?
Well, they've had more years experience than I have.
Okay, but does... Okay. I'm not going to get into that because I'm totally I'm totally confused at this point. But what I'm getting out of this is, though, no complaints about your pay, but if you're trying to recruit somebody from another area, our pay scale may be a little bit lower, but then again, you know what? We offer a lot of other things up here.
Agreed.
For people, you know, to try and offset that. But money is a big thing. And the ones you have here, after they've been working here several years, they're trained, they're burnt out because of the tremendous caseload. So we're going to take a break. Once she gets off the phone, she's talking to somebody. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about what the difference another 4 or 5 prosecutors coming in would make, and the difference that jail would make, and the difference then if we have that, then more public defenders, probation officers. But I want to really kind of emphasize the difference it'll make when we get more deputy DAs and a jail. A place to put somebody, or I should say a housing place, because it's not all going to be in one spot, from what I understand. You ready? Hey, ready to take a break? She's on the phone with somebody. Okay. my producer is on the phone. Okay, so this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm just having a tough time this morning. Who was on the phone? Who was on the phone for that long?
I put him on hold so we could get to the break.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families and seniors and veterans, everybody since 1993. Judy Maxwell knows what she's doing. And by the way, if you haven't been seeing the articles about how your fire insurance is being canceled in areas just by area zip codes, and they draw circles on the ground. We're going to have Judy in here very soon to talk about fire insurance and some of the things you can do if they're offering renewal, to snap it up right then, all of these things. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First, it's Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:34 in the morning. 73 degrees, going up to 107 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Home Helpers is bringing us this segment of the show. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Learn more at readyhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. I'm here with Sarah Murphy of the DA's office, the Shasta County DA's office. I don't have the district attorney in here because she's not, she is the supervisor, right?
Yeah.
She's your supervisor. She's not in she's not in the battle every day because that's not her job. She's in a battle every day, but not prosecuting people. Yeah. And Sarah is. She's a senior deputy district attorney.
Yes.
And what's your and we're talking about the number of caseloads, the caseloads. And because if people are working there literally 7 days a week, that we're having problems retaining people because they're being seeing money, the same amount of money or more in other places where they only have to work 5 days a week. And then you have to, and then because you've got to you get new ones coming in because they want to cut their teeth and learn how to prosecute and do all these things, learn about that before they can become high-paid defense attorneys. They start here. So now you've got not only your caseload, but now you're having to train a junior, an underling, a yearling while they're learning how to feed.
Yes.
So this is not an easy job for you guys.
It's not an easy job. It's a job that people who stick with it are passionate about if they are able to learn to manage the caseload that they have. I mean, it's a stressful job. Even when you're just working the 5 days a week, which there are periods of time in our job where we are. We're able to work 5 days a week. But the amount of stress that you take on is pretty significant because of the types of cases, because of the nature of your job. There's a lot of doing mental health check-ins. How are people doing? How are people processing to make sure that they are handling the types of cases, the amount of cases, and the pressure that's put on them to do well? You have to take all of that into consideration when you're looking at, you know, being a prosecutor long term.
How would having, I think, what's the number that Stephanie says?
I've heard somewhere between 4 and 5 potential.
Okay, let's just say 5.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a difference would 5 new prosecutors make?
It would be huge. Depending on their skill level, it may take a little while to get them up to speed to handle some of the larger caseloads. But, for example, you know, last year in 2018 alone, we had pending 23 homicide cases, 23 murder cases with 30 defendants. And those are being split amongst really 3 prosecutors. There's some vehicular second-degree murders that were with another prosecutor. But the bulk of those are split amongst 3 prosecutors. And mm-hmm. and those prosecutors all have supervision duties within the office. So they're not just focusing on one homicide or even 2 or 3 homicides like it was 10, 15 years ago. They're balancing a caseload of 7, 8 homicides, sometimes with many defendants.
A piece.
Plus supervising and handling any other duties that, you know, come up and that need to be handled. We right now, part of my assignment, in addition to supervision and addition to the caseload that I carry, is I am handling almost every murder petition that comes into the office. And these murder petitions are due to the change in the law last year under State Senate Bill 1437, where the legislature felt the need to decide to redefine what a major participant was, and looking at whether the felony murder rule should still apply in California. And so we have had over 23 of those petitions come in. And so I have to look at every one of them.
If you're wondering what this is, it used to be if you were in a car on a gang with a drive-by from a gang shooting, all of you would go. All of you be tried for murder because you're all in there. You're all part of it. Because there was this one really idiot senator who went down there, and he said, well, this isn't fair.
Right.
So they got this law passed and said, just because you're with them and you didn't pull the gun, you know, you could have had the gun and given it to them, you didn't pull the trigger, you get a new trial.
Or you get your sentence completely vacated. Which is what's been happening.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so what they're looking for is you to vacate the sentences, and so because they know you're overwhelmed as it is. Okay, just let them go.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're looking for. And so, see, this is the kind of things that – reasons that they're working 7 days a week, some of the reasons. Is justice being done for people, for the victims?
I believe it is, but it's only because of the dedication of the people who are working these cases. There are certainly always cases that, you know, people are not happy about resolutions, but as a prosecutor, sometimes – the best resolution is something that makes everyone unhappy, unfortunately. just based on the circumstances and the type of case and the things that have happened. But the dedication of the people in the district attorney's office, the amount of hours they're willing to put in, all of those things are what is getting justice in these cases.
When you say five would make a difference on this, does this mean five would bring your work days down to only like 50 hours a week or 60?
That would be the hope, yes.
So it's 5 days, 12 hours a day. That would be okay.
I think that anybody would be fine with, you know, those hour, those weeks where we work 40 hours. Those weeks where we work 40 hours are awesome. It is the caseload of having to prepare those other cases that put us over that limit, or these other projects that now have happened because the legislature is turning felonies into misdemeanors in some places, and homicide cases, and all of those extra duties that we have.
So what do you think of that as a prosecutor when they do things like this?
Do you think
they're just totally have no idea what reality is?
I think there's an aspect of that, and I think some of this is really short-sighted. For example, when the legislature took felony drug offenses, possession, and turned them into misdemeanors, and then didn't provide any additional money to provide services to the county level for these misdemeanor individuals, we have drug addicts who amass piles and piles of cases because, one, they don't have a calendar with them. They're not keeping track of court, so they're failing to appear. They're trying to feed their drug habit, which is a whole litany of other crimes that then occur. And it's short-sighted. It's short-sighted that we aren't funding certain programs, you know, all the way down to the misdemeanor level. And then it's also short-sighted in that the programs that we have funded, we're not giving enough money to them to really affect any change.
Okay, let me ask this then. I agree with you, by the way. The fact is, though, is if we have a place we can incarcerate them, that I have read, and you're probably much more up on this than I am, that the ones that you can keep, the ones you get from the jail, and you bring them into these programs, have a much lower recidivism rate than people that just kind of come in on it on their own. Have you heard that?
What I have heard is that it is beneficial for individuals to be sitting in jail for a period of time before they're released into treatment programs because they are able to dry out. And that's a huge part. They've gone through the first initial stages of withdrawals, and they've gone through some of that very initial desperate drug-seeking behavior because they have been in a place where they've been provided some of the tools to help withdraw. And once they have a much clearer head, I mean, a person who's using doesn't have a clear head.
No,
when they say,
not.
I want to do this, the I want to do this is because they see that there's an end goal, and that end goal is potentially more drugs because they can't see outside of that cloud. And so once you have help them clear their head, which sitting in jail does do, then they are better able to assess, is treatment going to be beneficial for me? And if it is...
And if you have treatment programs while they're incarcerated, and they can transfer, you know, as we saw in Seattle's Dying, that they can transition while they're in custody into a viable drug rehabilitation program. In their case, 94% of the people went out and kept going with it. I mean, that's huge.
That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be.
Because
amazing.
Right now you're getting so many of them, you're actually bundling. Is this what it's called, bundling? They have so many crimes, you just bring them all in at one time?
Yes. I mean, we have, you know.
It's not like cable bundling, is it?
No, not like cable bundling.
All right.
It's a big rubber band that goes around, you know, someone's 5, 6, 7, 10 files that they have. Yes, which is why our suitcases that we wheel to court are so big sometimes, is we might have one person who's got 5-plus files to
go. Why do we have somebody that's been arrested 50 times in 2 years out on the street?
Because the jail has an impossible job that I certainly wouldn't want to have, and that is deciding which offenders stay in. And they're evaluating many times between, do I release the person who has committed domestic violence crimes or is alleged to commit domestic violence crimes versus the person who committed vehicle theft? And what is the more...
The vehicle theft goes.
Right.
I mean, of course he does.
Yeah.
And I've been down there. They've asked me which one I want to turn loose. And I just want to turn me loose and get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it. Okay. Hey, I'm with Sarah Murphy, who is the deputy senior district attorney. Senior Deputy District Attorney at Shasta in Shasta County here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The great people down there, State Jewelry, they got it all. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. 7:44 in the morning. It is 74 degrees going up to 107 today. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:49 in the morning. It is 78 degrees out there, going up to 107. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this segment. Don't fool around to family safety. Go on down and have Jeff Wurst take a look at your windshield, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. He can do it. He's the expert. Guarantees his work for life. Does anybody else do that? This is a veteran-owned business, my friends, and you can trust Jeff Wurst in Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or just drop by down 3208 South Market Street. All you RV owners with the huge windshields, he's working on those all the time, getting those chips fixed so you're not having to put out a lot of money for a windshield. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. The mountain fire is now 95% contained, thank goodness. I'm here with Sarah Murphy, who is the Senior Deputy District Attorney of Shasta County, and we're talking about the caseloads and why this is important. I mean, when we talk about why we need more district attorneys, one, we're losing them. It's hard to retain people that are working 7 days a week. I mean, a lot of us work 7 days a week, and for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's two jobs, whatever it is. But you're working 7 days a week just trying to stay up on a caseload that just keeps getting larger and larger. A lot of it due to the fact of their stupid laws made by our legislators down there who are short-sighted at the very least, or treasonous jerks on the other end. I really cleaned that one up. Ashley's in there reaching for the dump button because, yeah, the A word was coming out right then. But now, and the difference, and the reason we're bringing this up is that 1 cent sales tax, part of that money is going to go to hire 4 to 5 district attorneys and a couple public defenders too. It's going to have a tremendous impact on the amount of cases that they can handle in the workload, which means they can retain more people that we trained, and we don't have to train new people coming in all the time. Everybody knows what that's like, the FNG. So, Sarah, thank you so much for talking to us about this. Part of the job you do has to do with pleading out cases.
Yes.
More DAs make a difference in that?
No, I don't think it would make a difference in that. Plea bargaining cases is a staple of the criminal justice system across the United States. I mean, it would not be possible in Shasta County to take every case to trial. And when I say it wouldn't be possible, it also wouldn't be justice. Trial is a difficult thing. First, we don't have enough jurors. I mean, we have to bring jurors in for every single trial. And I think jurors already like to complain a little bit, well, I've been called up every year or every 2 years to come in. And if we were calling them up for every case, they'd be here constantly and not doing other jobs and businesses in Shasta County.
There's that many. Of course.
I mean, I think last year, these numbers could be totally wrong, but I want to say we filed approximately 10,000 cases last year.
No, I think you're close. I think that's what Stephanie was talking about.
Yeah.
10,000 cases filed.
Yes.
Okay, so that's like 800 a month. Let's just say around that.
Right. We don't have enough courtrooms as it is, so we wouldn't have enough courtrooms, let alone judges. I mean, we just don't have the capability. But on the other hand, plea bargaining cases...
We can't get juries to show up already.
Right. And plea bargaining cases is really important because that is where we are able to look at cases and look at the facts and look at the surrounding circumstances and say, can we make an equitable resolution in this case that is good for both sides, that is good for the victim of that crime, that keeps the community safe, and that also is helping to rehabilitate this offender? And the cases that we take to trial are cases where, in some of the instances, we don't believe that we can rehabilitate that offender, or it's not appropriate to rehabilitate that offender, or we can't reach an equitable resolution in that case. And so those are the cases that are going to trial. Trial is exhausting, and it's hard work, and it is it's a lot of...
And you can have a bad result.
You can have a bad result. And you can also have, especially when you're dealing with victims of violent crimes or victims of family crimes, you have the added level of coming in and testifying before 14, 16 people you've never seen before as a kid or as an adult, talking about some of the worst things that have ever happened to you. And so you add that
trauma. But then you're going to have somebody try to prove everything you're saying is wrong.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's their job on the other side.
That's absolutely their job. Mm-hmm. So you add all of that together, and there are cases where it is more appropriate to resolve that case than it is to take that case to trial. And so that's part of the training process. So much of our new attorneys coming into the office is learning to evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of a case and evaluating what is justice. is it appropriate for this person to receive drug treatment, and what type of drug treatment, and how long, and where, and what type of probation should they have, or is it appropriate for them to sit in custody for a certain period of time, or to go to state prison? I mean, those are all things that, as a felony level, you're looking at. Misdemeanors, you know, they're looking at, is jail time appropriate? Is community service appropriate? What type of community service? How many hours of community service? And so you're looking at all of those things and factors, and that takes learning to understand and immersing yourself in the cases to understand the strengths and the weaknesses of a case and whether or not this should go to trial or not.
This is not an easy thing. And if you didn't do that, if we didn't have – do you ever have police walk in and say, what were you thinking?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because they have this case and they know it's – and they're going, you must be kidding.
Yeah.
This guy needs to go away.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there are victims who call us and say the same thing. And then on the flip side, there are victims who say, man, I know this person, and this person has a drug problem. Can you please get him into drug treatment?
That's one thing. But if you're a victim, and let me play the victim thing here. Somebody's come in, they've destroyed your house, they've done this, and they end up not doing any type of jail time. I mean, does that happen? I mean, that happens, right? They come in, they steal from you. What they've done is they've kind of like not ruined your life, but they have changed it dramatically.
I would say that on those cases where we can actually prove who the person was, our office asks those people serve at least some period of time in our county jail. And our judges have heard, I think, enough victim impact statements from people whose homes have been burglarized to appreciate the value. I mean, when someone comes into your home, it's an invasion.
You're violated there. Yeah.
It's a place of sanctity, and someone comes in there and takes advantage of it. That's a life-changing, altering event.
Well, somebody breaks into your home, do you have a right to defend yourself?
You do have a right to defend yourself.
What's the Castle Doctrine?
Oh, I'm not prepared to talk about that today.
Okay, that wasn't a fair question. It comes up, though. Mm-hmm. Somebody breaks into your house, because we've had a number of instances in the last couple of years that your office has looked at and said they were, I don't know the right term, righteous shootings?
Yes.
So somebody's been inside the house and threatening people and all this?
Yes, we look at whether they're justified shootings or not.
Okay.
We're looking at under the law, is this a crime? Is this a homicide crime, or is there some justification which allows which allowed this person to act in this way that therefore justifies their behavior? We do that with, we call them citizen shooter cases, so citizens who have shot someone on their property or coming into their home. And then we also do that when we're looking at our officer-involved shootings. We're looking at did the officers act in the appropriate manner? Did they act lawfully when they were acting? And if they acted lawfully, then did that justify the action?
So I wish I had brought this up earlier, and I'll tell you why. This new law they just passed about necessary versus reasonable, the one they just passed.
Yes.
I would love to talk to you all about that sometime when we have more time.
Okay.
Because I think it's going, even though they took a lot of the stuff out of it that everybody was opposed to, I'm not sure if it's going to have an impact on our officers who are out there risking their lives every day on it. If, you know, is there that much of a difference between what they were doing before and what they're doing now? But that's another day.
Yes, that is.
Okay. You know what? Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming in here. I know your caseload is.
You're
probably going to be here 12 hours today anyway. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. You're going, I just lost an hour of work. Come on. Is that true?
I mean, it's Monday morning, so got to start that Monday out early and get ready to go.
How many cases you got today?
I think I have 4 cases in court this morning. And
4 cases?
4 cases, and then I'm preparing for a trial that I'm in. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, thank you for what you do.
You're welcome.
No, I mean that. I realize, it's, you know, you've said it. You know, of course, everybody would like to have more money, but you all are doing it. You know, you're doing it for more than that. It's part of it is the battle. I think you guys are warriors.
Yeah.
And part of it is keeping our streets safe and keeping us safe.
Yeah.
Keeping the bad guys out.
Yeah, we live in this community. I grew up in this community. I want this community to be the best that it can be, and that's what motivates me. I mean, yes, more pay would be amazing. More prosecutors would be really, really helpful. But in the meantime, we're going to keep doing what we need to do because we live here. We live here and we love this place.
Sarah Murphy, thank you so much for being with us today from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. And Did you work this weekend, too?
I did.
Okay. Thank you for what you do. Hey, we're going to take a break here for the news, and I think Mark Kent's in the general area, and will be on and joining us at 8 o'clock.
So good! So good! I got you! Oh, I feel nice!
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Taking stock of the just-concluded G7 summit in France, President Trump says member countries are of the same mind on many issues, including Iran's nuclear program and keeping nuclear weapons out of the hands of the Islamic Republic.
I do think that we really made some big progress with respect to Iran in terms of unity of the G7, and there has been great unity.
The president dismisses as fake news reports of serious dissent among the G7 members. Mr. Trump sparking a Wall Street rally by saying that China has voiced interest in reaching a trade deal with the U.S. and that the talks will be resuming soon. Mr. Trump says the U.S. has been taken advantage of in trade for far too long.
I respect China for being able to do what they've done to the United States over the years. I mean, you look at a guy like Sleepy Joe Biden, the fact that he would allow them for 8 years with Obama to do what they did to us. This should have happened. What I'm doing with China should have happened 25 years ago.
The president skipped a summit meeting on climate change, and the G7 countries have pledged $20 million to help fight the fires in the Amazon rainforest. The president disputing a story that he wanted to blow up approaching hurricanes with nuclear weapons.
Axios reports that the president had discussed with Homeland Security and national security officials the idea of using nuclear weapons to keep hurricanes away from the U.S. But the president tweets, "I never said this." He slams the story as ridiculous and an example of just more fake news.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial will be pushed back to January. This morning, Weinstein pleaded not guilty to two new charges of predatory sexual assault. Wall Street, the Dow is up 167 points, the Nasdaq 56 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
The Israeli military has been quite busy over the past 48 hours or so.
Over the weekend, Israeli airstrikes have hit Iranian-linked targets in Syria and in Lebanon. In Iraq, a powerful Iranian-backed alliance of militias, the PMF, has again accused the Israelis of a drone attack on one of its bases. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that his forces are ready to act in every sector against Iranian aggression. Both Israel and the U.S. see Iranian-backed forces across the Middle East, including Houthi rebels in Yemen, as a major threat that Tehran is prepared to unleash in its current showdown with Washington. The rhetorical response from Iran and some of the forces it backs, such as the PMF and Hezbollah, has been fierce, raising the risk of a bigger confrontation.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher, Israel's prime minister, ordering the military to cut fuel transfers to Gaza in half in response to rocket attacks. News and analysis at townhall.com. Target and Disney have a deal, one that could benefit both big time.
The national retailer is hoping to bring the magic of characters like Mickey Mouse and Elsa to its own customers by creating permanent Disney shops at a cluster of stores starting this fall. As part of its collaboration with the Disney company, the Minneapolis-based discounter says it will open 25 Disney-branded stores starting October 4th, with 40 additional locations opening by October 2020. Target's also launching a Disney-focused online experience, and it plans to open a new store near the entrance of the Walt Disney World Resort in 2021. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Tennessee Valley Authority Board of Directors approving a 20-year plan that includes no new major generating plants. The Chattanooga Times Free Press reports the plan envisions getting more power out of existing nuclear, gas, and hydro units. Also includes more solar, backed up by improved energy storage and other new technologies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Your town hall of the air, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the 26th of August. It's 8:05 in the morning. And what's the weather look like? I almost hate to ask. Ashley,
it's going to be hot, and that's your weather for the week. We're looking at 77 degrees at the out of the airport right now. We're going up to 107 today, and same expected for tomorrow. Therefore, we're under a heat advisory in much of the northern parts of the valley for today and tomorrow. So be extra careful. Don't mow your lawn. It can wait till Thursday. We're looking at just under triple digits. And we're slightly cooling off into next week.
This is where I go out and buy the goat to do my yard.
Yeah, but with the goat living probably, creatures, you kind of have to be careful with
goats
the
goats. Goats are smart. They're not
going to
walk. They're not going to go out there in the
sun.
Oh,
goats are smart. Have you met a goat?
No, well, I've heard that goats are like a four-legged two-year-old.
Yes.
That they're fast and they get their head stuck in things. And they eat things they're not supposed
learn.
To. Yeah, okay. Hey, the weather, though, is brought to you by a very smart group of people called Shasta Gas Propane. The weather reports are out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. If you didn't hear me before, the mountain fire is now 95% contained, thank God. You know, I'm not even going to talk about air conditioning. You guys got a taste of it this weekend. I'm with Mark Kent, who is our host of Sovereign Minds, and I've been remiss in not having you on, man, because I listen to you and I go, you know what? He's right about that, but I need more. So this is the way I get to do it. I bring you in for an hour here on the show, and we can talk about it.
I thought I was right about everything.
Tell people who Mark Kent is first.
Well, I'm the host of Sovereign Minds. I'm a financial tax consultant, business consultant, been doing that for 35 years, specialize in setting up corporations and business strategies to lower and reduce taxes legally. Been doing Sovereign Minds for like, 9 years now or something?
Something like that.
Gosh, it's been
crazy. Gone through a couple of iterations. I tell you what, before we go any further, though, Rally Sally, I am so sorry. I didn't look over there and see that you had called, and I should know it's Monday morning.
It is Monday morning, but I'm looking forward to hearing what Mark has to say, too. But
I can't wait.
Tonight at the Reading Patriots, we have Michael DeQuisto and Aaron Resner coming in from the City Council, and we've got a lot of questions for them, and I'm sure that they will have some perspective that will be interesting to hear. That's tonight at 2560 South Bonnie View Road at 6:00. And also, I wanted to invite your listeners. We're going to do a rally for Patrick Jones out on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop today between 11:30 and 12:30.
That's right.
1 hour. I know it's going to be hot out there, so bring waters and stuff. Bring your flags. Signs will be provided. So come on out and support Patrick Jones.
Tomorrow's election day.
Tomorrow is
the day. Now, if nobody gets 50%, that means we'll probably have another one in November.
Have to be 50 plus one.
Yeah, 50 plus one. So I can't tell. I think that there's a lot of support for different candidates, for three candidates out there. So this could go into to a runoff, I think.
It probably will. So
okay.
I don't think we're done with election season yet.
What are you going to – tell me one question you're going to ask Michael DeQuisto and Aaron Resner.
Well, I'm interested in hearing the letter that they wrote to the Bureau of Indian Affairs regarding the casino. and what they hope will happen. I'm looking for their insights into. I know they really, they won't have the last say, but they wrote the letter, so
sure
that's
did.
One of the things we're interested in.
It's going to be interesting because, for me, it seems like I'm on the Randall Hempling side here, saying, you know, stay neutral and work with the Rancheria.
Yeah,
I can't help but think that the Rancheria has been, you know,
since
I have lived here, and mm-hmm. I judge everything from the time I lived here, nothing before, because I have no history. I wasn't here to be able to comment on it. But I look at it, since I've been here, it seems like they've been a really great neighbor to us. So I would hate to think that we would just get in there and just tick off, you know, something like poking a bear. That has been a major part of our community, has helped us with DAs, has helped so many different groups of people around here, set up the medical, three medical clinics to help over 6,000 people. I kind of wish they had stayed neutral.
Well, and they said that they would not build the amphitheater in for the people that complained about that, that lived the neighbors.
Yeah,
so
they are trying
to work with the community.
I think that they would work more. But when you go back and you say, we don't want it here, and then the BIA goes, well, it's their land. They can build anything they want. Then you're going to pay somewhere along there. And then you have to hope is that they have that they are good neighbors, which I believe they are.
And their tribe is growing. So, and that was the point that was made at City Council, that, you know, it started out with 84 people, and now it's over 400 people. So.
400 people. And remember, though, I heard this a couple of times, those Indians have enough. So I couldn't believe it when they said it. I just said, no, I didn't hear that in 2019. I did not hear that term.
Wow.
Those Indians have enough. Okay. Tell Red Emerson that. Red, you got enough land. I think Red would just look at you and go, get out of here. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sai. That's tonight at 6 p.m.
Thank you so much.
At the church there on Bonneview.
Church 2570 South Bonneview.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey. My biggest reservation with that.
Oh. Oh, I can't believe you would say
that. Is that I don't think.
What's your problem with it?
They're not playing on the same board as the rest of us. They have special tax treatment.
They do.
And I disagree with that. If we're going to have a competition in the business arena, then let's all be on the same board. I don't, you know, if they can avoid the tax, I'm not suggesting that they pay it. I'm suggesting that we all don't pay it. And so that's my problem, is that they avoid taxes that the rest of us have to pay, so they have an unfair advantage.
I think I saw something is that they were going to be charging up to that. They're charging the same amount of taxes to people that are coming in there. You know, the 7.5, you know,
right.
So they're not going to charge less. They're going to charge the same amount. The difference is how much of that, then the question I heard from the count or the city is, well, how much of that's then going to come into the city coffers?
Well, and it's the, and
I
it's
think
not
that's
that,
the part to be notion.
And it's not that they're not avoiding, it's not that they're not paying all taxes.
Right.
It's that, you know, for example, if you're on the reservation, if you take income to yourself and you live on the reservation, it's not taxable to the state. Try that with somebody else. See, so they have unfair advantages, and that's my biggest problem, you know, and how it works.
Well, and Mark, I'm never going to get into an argument with you about money, because I see what you're saying, and that's a good argument, is the unfair advantages that they, you know, the advantages that they started with, which was nothing, and building this to what they have.
Well,
I was in In-N-Out Burger yesterday afternoon. Linda and I were working like crazy. You know, around the house. I mean, cleaning out attics. I'm taking out loads down to Goodwill of stuff that I'm saying, you're getting that away? You know, two cappuccino machines. I was just going to bring in today, two espresso machines. They never made it in. They made it to Goodwill. They work everything, DVR play, everything. And we went into In-N-Out, and I didn't have my phone with me. I wanted to take a photo of this place. It was so packed.
Yep.
There were cars all the way out to Dana. There were people lined up outside
the
door.
That's normal.
But I don't go into In-N-Out that much. And if I do, it's like in the evening sometime. And I get in just in a car line there, which is long. I want to take a photo and say, oh, this is capitalism.
Yeah.
God bless capitalism. In the bottom of the bag, you look up and it says Proverbs 16:13.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's my take on capitalism. I'm not in favor of capitalism as much as I'm in favor of free market competition. In other words, there's a big difference. You can bastardize capitalism to the point of being absolutely anti-capitalist because you're anti-competition, and you can. That's why they've outlawed monopolies.
Got it.
So that's the problem, is that we're, you know, they asked J.P. Morgan once, or not, J.P. Morgan, they asked him if he liked competition. He said, oh, I love competition, very little competition.
Right. Okay, and I agree with you then. The open market, free market, where the In-N-Out is competing with other businesses.
Yes.
They're privately owned. There's no franchises to this, and they are success.
If they have a better plan than the other guy, then by all means, they should have an unlimited potential.
There you go.
No question.
Time to take a break. This And speaking of banks, Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this portion of the show. Community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals are all your neighbors. They've got one thing in mind, is to move your dream forward, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in at 1845 California Street right down from Jack's or Riverside Way in Red Bluff, or their headquarters that they just opened up in the spring at 150 East Cypress Avenue across the street. Oh, I'm sorry. 192 Hartnell Avenue that they just opened up. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Mark Kent.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, where everybody gets a say here on our radio station. And right now, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. You know what? Don't call the 800 number. Call your local dish provider. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474-241-DISH. He's got great deals for everybody, but for right now, military and first responders, you get a special deal called the Stars and Stripes Package, free movies, free upgrades, all of these things for your service to our community and to our country. But you can't get it unless you give them a call at 241-3474-241-DISH, B&T Satellite. I'm with Mark Kent, who has the show Sovereign Minds, and every time I come in here, there's like four people in here with you. And then other people lined up. It's almost like In and Out. People lined up to come in here with you.
Yeah, except we don't get paid.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. I've got a report on the return ballots for Shasta County in this special election tomorrow, which is very important. Of the 77,000 vote-by-mail ballots sent out, which is almost all the voters in Shasta County, only 21,000 have been returned. So, listeners out there, please get your ballots in, mail them, or hand carry them into one of those metal boxes around the county. And, of course, I have to be a little partisan here. We have a local candidate who is of the majority party in Sacramento, and if we get her elected, we will have real representation here in Shasta County and the North State. And I know that, you know, we're all in this partisan game of politics, but when you have a member of the majority party running for a seat like it is tomorrow, there's a special election for state assembly, it really should make people think twice who they're voting for. And because if we want any representation here in Redding, Shasta County, which we are the capital of the North, the only way to get it done is be part of the majority party. And because she will have the ear of the leader of the assembly and the governor, and she will be able to create legislation that will be good for the North State.
Well,
how about that?
Well, and that's why we welcome every viewpoint here on KCNR Free Fire Radio.
And did I mention her name, Elizabeth Betancourt?
Yeah, you didn't, but I would have as soon as you got it off the phone. Thanks a lot, Don.
Yeah. Thank you.
Big thing is we got to vote, and you know what?
I agree with the vote part.
Thanks a lot, Don. Okay. You know, if you look at what Elizabeth Betancourt writes, she has some good ideas in certain areas. She really does.
All I have to say is look at what's been going on in California now for 35, 40 years, and how's that working out? Go look at San Francisco. Go look at Sacramento. Go look at Los Angeles. This is all Democratic majority party policies, and we're going right down the tubes with it. And the real deal is that it's the good old boy network down there. We don't want to keep sending these establishment party guys down there because they're all on the same page. And look what they're doing to us. They're killing us. They're killing us with the AB-109s. They're killing us. Gavin Newsom just reinstated the health care penalty that was taken away by Trump. Sanctuary cities. How's that working out, San Francisco? It's gotten so bad that, you can get, needles, dope, but you can't have a straw. Think about that for a second. Yeah, how upside down is that?
Somebody just sent me a text that said, California schools may soon be banned from suspending students for willful defiance.
It's official. It's the politicians are absolutely nuts. Now, I think Democrats are absolutely nuts at this point. All you got to do is, let's give free health care to everybody in the world, and I can't even afford it myself as a citizen. And that's.
You're a citizen.
Yeah, and I'm a citizen. So everybody else is more important than the citizens? I mean, we have gone officially nuts, and I'm tired of the Eddie Haskell type politicians where they, That's right, Mrs. Cleaver. You got such a nice dress. Except behind you, they're planning your demise, you know, behind your back. I mean, more taxes, more government. This is straight out of the Marxist playbook. By the time you get to the end of this, where are we at? Total control by guys in Sacramento over the whole state, and all the producers just get milked like cows?
Well, I mean, you know, another comment here. This is terrible, about talking about not being able to suspend kids for willful defiances. Yeah, no suspension in school gets them ready for lighter, no sentences for crimes when they become adults or adults criminals.
Yeah, that's it. We're all going to have safe spaces. We all get a trophy, and nobody gets punished and is held accountable for their act. Now, I think some of this stuff, they should go after the crimes and not, you know, self-induced narcissism where people, you know, are not hurting anybody else. I'm kind of a little bit anti, I mean, like, pot, for example. If you want to stay home and get stoned and not hurt anybody, I'm good with that. But if you're out driving, see, and you hit somebody, throw the book at them. You know, so there's got to be some common
responsibility.
Sense. That's right. Common sense has been completely lost in the country right now because we're arguing over stupid things. It's like AOC the other day. She's going through the heartland, and she takes a picture of empty places and fields going by. Like, here's the heartland. They got to vote. Are you kidding me? It's complete propaganda at this point. So, Joe Biden, good grief. We're going to have a new segment on the show, the Gaffe of the Week. I mean.
By the way, we're talking about his show, Sovereign Minds. That's on Sunday mornings. You know, the thing about that, this is the thing that bothers me. I mean, there's a lot of things that bother me. But this Electoral College one really bothers me.
Absolutely.
The people there say, it's a democracy. And it's not. We are a republic.
Correct.
And you have to vote. Yeah, your electoral votes in South Dakota do count. Guess what? I don't hear you talking about changing the number of senators. Why don't you just give California 6 and give 4 states 2 because of the population, if you're going to look at it like that. The idea of a republic, an electoral college, was to keep the mob from taking
over. That's right.
Over.
They said it was a mob rule was exactly what they didn't want. Mobocracy is what they called it.
Yeah.
And we've got the model right here in California. All you got to do is say, if you don't want the Electoral College, then you want to operate like California. That's why the state of Jefferson is starting to rise up like a phoenix, because they're tired of no representation.
I'm tired of my vote not counting in a presidential election because it's a winner-take-all. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know what? Why don't they just do a percentage of, okay, you had 40% vote for Trump, 60% vote for whoever it was, Clinton. Okay, but 40% of electoral votes go to Trump, and it wouldn't have been that close. And
well, it wouldn't.
I don't want the election decided by New York or Los Angeles.
That's exactly right. The big population centers would tell the rest of the country exactly how they were going to do. Kind of like what we've got right now with Sacramento and San Francisco telling the rest of us that we're not worthy. And you know, when you look at the big scheme of things, this is exactly what the founding fathers said that we needed to worry about, was out of control, big government across the board. And if you look at the last election, it wasn't even close, especially if you look at Judicial Watch's numbers and the Election Integrity Project, where they found 1.6 million fraudulent votes just in the state of California. So that's the margin that Hillary won by in the popular vote. And they're all against the Electoral College as long as it's the Republicans that are winning.
I always go back and say, would you be talking about this if Hillary had won? What if it had been reversed?
I think we'd be in internment camps.
It would be if it had been reversed and Trump had won the popular, but she had won the electoral. Would there be of this? Would you be saying anything about it now? Well, they don't even answer because the answer would be no. But it would be the Republicans then saying, whoa, wait a minute. But I would hope that. I wouldn't complain about it because that's the way our country was set up.
Well, that's because they want the truth and not the facts.
They want the what?
You didn't hear that one this last week, Biden. That was his gaffe.
Okay, got it. No, I didn't. I knew I'd heard that someplace. I went, that doesn't make sense. But then again, it does
not. Of course
now.
It doesn't.
With Uncle Joe in there. Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing that also is kind of frost me, as long as we got that going.
Uncle Joe, you know, he's moving kind of slow.
In a free market economy, is that I buy a license for this station,
It's a dark license, so I have to build the station. Linda and I have to build the station from nothing. And because of, you know, shows like you and people like you, it's helped us to succeed for 10 years. Our 10-year anniversary is coming up. And we got the FM station going. And then, you know, so you think, okay, is there other ways to expand? Well, there's another station in town that went dark because they couldn't make it.
Right.
Well, so who buys it? NPR buys it. Or JPR. In this case, Jefferson Public Radio.
Well, it's all public
it's the
broadcasting.
Same, it's all the same yeah. thing that it's they're getting money from our taxes, and then they buy the station to expand our already network they have already, and it's being used, but it's being bought because they have tax dollars. So
I can make it a lot worse, Carl. They're borrowing the money. From central banks that are printing it out of thin air and charging us interest so that they can buy up everything. And then government is completely out of control and it just expands and expands and expands. And guess what? At the end of the day, where do you get all your information from?
The ones that control the media.
Yeah.
And there's only three or four big people groups that are big corporations that control them.
Six, actually. Yeah.
Six? Okay. Yeah. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air. I'm not going to talk about air conditioning anymore here at the studios or at the house.
Not bad,
but I tell you what, if I could have had Alliance Heating and Air, they would have had this thing fixed 2 weeks ago, Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for well over 25 years, a better-known service. I can't think of a better place to recommend to have your air conditioning worked on. And I keep extolling their virtues and about what they can do. They can do it all. They offer warranties, guarantees. Their people are trained on any type of make or model of a heating or cooling system. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Mark Kent, co-host of Sovereign Minds.
On the board!
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, your town hall of the air. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They go by appointments now, 244-9478, of course. And I can't say enough about DC Tim and Logan in there. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? Women are, of course you can walk in there, as Linda says. She says, yeah, I've walked in there, sat down for a couple minutes, went out and had to shave my legs because of the testosterone that's just dripping from the walls. Okay, I'm exaggerating, of course. Hey, I'm here with Mark Kent. I really love having Mark on the show, and it's going to be a lot more here in the future. Mark is just unabashedly a free market kind of guy.
Yep.
And sees things that, you know, he's got a show along with your minions there. I don't know what to call them. The merry band of revolutionaries, in the sense of the revolutionary being like it was back in the, you know, before our revolution.
Well, it's kind of like men in tights roaming the forest looking for fights. Maybe not.
Men in tights. There you go. The men in tights.
Oh, I better get my sister in there too. The women too.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? Don't,
I know. She's tough.
Don't ever, ever.
I know, you don't want to cross Linda. You don't want to cross her.
No. Yeah. Oh, no. Linda can't. Just don't even mess with that. She's such a nice person, too.
Well, you know, she really is, and I love her to death. But, you know, the song that she was playing about the lunatic stuff, I mean, I just pulled up off my Facebook or my Twitter feed. Joe Biden is in Keene, New Hampshire, and he says, I've been here a number of times. I love this place. Look, what's not to love about Vermont? I mean, you gotta like that because Uncle Joe's moving kind of slow at the junction.
He's in the lead.
And he's, well, you know, there's.
Yes, you think he's in the lead.
There's dark forces at work here, and we all know that. Yeah, I mean, he's the electable guy, you know, but. I mean, really? I don't think any of these guys are electable with their policies. They're running so far to the left that, I mean, Stalin and them could have lunch and they would be on the same wavelength.
I want to talk. I'm glad you mentioned Stalin there. But one of the things is Hickenlooper, one of the moderates that was running, has dropped out. He says, look, if you people continue, if the Democratic Party continues in this direction, you might as well just airmail the presidency to Trump and don't even show up, because the things you're saying is so. It has got America, it is so against what America believes in, and yet you're pushing this thing. And I don't know if it's because AOC, a person that got 17,000 votes, is somehow running the Democratic Party, and Pelosi's fighting a rear guard action at her. And Pelosi said it. She says she's got 17,000 votes. I mean, why? You know, why are you got? You know, why are we even listening to her? But every time,
I don't know. I mean,
they're stupid. And not stupid. I shouldn't say stupid.
Yeah. No,
They're just uneducated.
That was a Freudian slip, right?
Yeah, they're just
they're ignorant.
They're ignorant of our history and of our Constitution.
I don't even know if they're ignorant. I think they're purposefully trying to discredit our system, whether they know it or not, or whether they understand it, I don't think they understand it. They wouldn't try to discredit it. They'd understand it's the only freedom that exists. But it's like going after the founding fathers. If you can discredit the founding fathers, the great men that they were, the geniuses economically and a lot of other ways came from, classical teachings of Rome and Greece. They were absolutely genius in what they set up. Was there a few flaws? Did they have slaves? Yeah, everybody had slaves back then. But if you can discredit them, then you can discredit the document, which is the most dynamic document ever written to keep people free.
You think, you know what I hear all the time that I cringe is it's a living document.
No, it's not.
It's not a living document. No.
It can be changed through a process.
Yeah.
But
if you want to change it, then you've got to get 2/3 of the states.
See, what they do, though, is they twist and turn any way to suit themselves. They're all for the First Amendment, while Antifa's out there. But, oh, gee, Second Amendment, not so much. And I kind of got to bring that up a little bit here. Our local sheriff, Tom, who I've thought for years is a stand-up guy. I'm really disappointed in what he had to say at the Tea Party meeting a couple weeks ago. He says he's for the Second Amendment, and he does hand out concealed carry permits, and they're tightening up the restrictions on that, so you have to be able to pass certain tests to get it. But he was asked if he's, he said, I support the Second Amendment, but if you open carry, I'll arrest you. So what is that? So we've got this court case where there's only two ways to carry, either concealed, which is a privilege, delegated out to by the sheriff. He's in charge of that. And then the Ninth Circuit said is the other way is open carry, and that is your right. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I support the Second Amendment, but I will arrest you. So what does that mean? We have to depend on the sheriff who's in office so we get our Second Amendment rights at the pleasure of who's ever the politician running the sheriff's office?
And we can't forget that there are places in California that there are no CCWs because that is what the sheriff or chief of police wants,
right?
Or they want you to go through things like a psychological background check and
well, it's a little bit narcissistic if you think about it, because why would if we have to go to the sheriff and hit the ground on our knees and go, we're not worthy in order to get a permit or even carry, then you've just gotten rid of your Second Amendment and now you've got the Acalde issuing out to whoever and whatever he likes. If he doesn't like you, you'll get a permit.
Well, that's the way it is right now, and
right.
I agree with you. But Sheriff Tomasenko has been, very fair on.
Yeah, but you can't have it both ways.
I understand what you're saying.
You can't say I support the Second Amendment, but I'll arrest you if you open carry, even though that is legal in the Ninth Circuit and constitutional. So you can't say, oh, I got to follow state law.
And in counties less than 200,000.
Well, you can't say I support the Constitution, but I'm going to uphold state law that bans you from open carry because it's either you are this for this, because in one thing you say, I believe the supremacy clause that the Constitution is the law of the land, but I'm not going to allow you to open carry because Gavin Newsom and the crew down there in Sacramento said that it's illegal. You can't have it both ways because then you got three choices, in my opinion. You have to, reelect Tom and hope that he's, going to let you have a CCW and you can't open carry or you'll go to jail. Or you elect somebody else and you take your chances that maybe he's a good guy and maybe he's not, but you're still at the pleasure of who's ever in office. Or you show up down at the park with 10,000 guys carrying AR-15s and say, come take it. Arrest us all. Because that's where that eventually will lead. If they continue to abridge our rights in California to the point where we don't have the right to carry anything or ammunition or assault rifles. Oh, but they're not really assault rifles. They're just rifles. Machine guns have already been banned, and maybe they should be. But my point is that this is a slippery slope, and these guys have been working at this for years to completely dismantle the Second Amendment. And if you become a willing or an unwilling dupe of the guys in Sacramento because you think you're supposed to be upholding state law, which, by the way, is supposed to be subservient to the federal law, you can't have it both ways. You are either supporting the Second Amendment or you're not.
Okay.
Was that
I think that was clear.
Yeah, I think that was pretty clear.
Let's go to the phones. Frank?
Yes, I have something to say. And when Paul Revere was riding through the countryside, he was shouting, "The Megans are coming, the Megans are coming," and the populace quickly ran to get their weapons.
Yeah. Well, a free man...
Megans are coming.
A free man just, you know, barred from carrying arms is no longer a free man. That's the deal.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah,
oh, that was the whole idea behind it. It's not about hunting. It's not about that. It's about having that right.
Yeah, well,
and
it's
by
about,
the way, let me mention this, too. Elizabeth Betancourt, I mean, you had one come in and say you should vote for her. Elizabeth Betancourt on this show didn't think that you should have semi-automatic rifles that with magazines. That you can, unless I use myself as an example, you know, Marine veteran, retired Marine, NRA instructor. What about me? I'm never, you know, and well, that's, you know, but you could tell right then that she was trying to think is, well, if you have special training, then maybe you can. But see, that was not the idea behind it. And I've read, I've read the Federalist Papers, and of course, the Federalists were for a very strong central government. They wanted to control all of that, and the thing about it is when you look at the ones that were writing, like Jefferson writing against that,
right.
Is that it was a weak federal government that just did the basics of protecting the borders, national defense, national infrastructure and stuff, and the states were going to do that. Now, but the Constitution protected us from having our guns taken away from us and other liberty and other rights. We talk about the First Amendment. So there were people on CNN the other day, a psychologist or psychiatrist, that says Trump's going to kill more people than Stalin, Mao, and Hitler combined. I mean, when you hear stuff like that, and the host.
The guy's a moron.
The host goes, he doesn't push back. He doesn't go,
right.
Really? You know, he doesn't even say, really? Do you really believe that? I mean, you've got to really push here.
I guess the fact that Stalin, Mao, and name any other dictator in history that killed off half of his population or whatever, confiscated everybody's guns so they couldn't defend themselves from their own government, which was the purpose of the Second Amendment in the first place. They had gun rights against the crown, which was their government at the time.
Okay, we have to take a break, but let me just say two words. Venezuela, China.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show, How Appropriate, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction teaches, it's the largest privately owned gun or firearms instruction company in California, over in 42 counties now, that not just CCW, but advanced concealed carry, defense of your home, unarmed combat, if you decide that maybe a gun isn't what you want it to resort to, so unarmed combat from a master teacher of martial arts. Anything you can possibly imagine that you want to learn about guns, including the new program they're starting for people that don't want a CCW but do want to learn how to safely use a pistol, is opening in September. And this will be a four-hour class that teaches you the legal aspects of where you can carry, where you can't, just so you know about it, and the law side of it, but mainly based on how to safely use a pistol or a revolver. And that's going to be starting in September. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back with Mark Kent and his views of America.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
involved in any type of accident? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Right now, buy a one-year extended warranty, get an extra year free. Or buy a two-year warranty and get an extra year free. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop by your local Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR. 96.5 and 1460, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, right here at KCNR 96.5. Let's do a little weather update here, since it's going to be a burner today. It is 81 degrees, and it's going to go up to 107 today. So don't leave anything in your car that you want to have, you know, that's alive if you're going to leave it for a long time. Don't leave it in your car that you want to have it, you know, or chocolate or anything that will melt. It's going to be up to 150 inside your car, even if you leave the windows cracked. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. I'm here with Mark Kent. We got Terry on the line.
I got to say one thing.
All right.
I got to say one thing. You know, I just have to let everybody know that my Second Amendment or any of my constitutional rights do not come from a politician. They don't come from Tom Bosanko. They come from God, which is the genius of the Constitution, because they set that up not because whether you are particularly religious or not, but if God gives you your rights, the only one that can take them away is God. That's the genius of that. And so we're not dependent on politicians or the flavor of the day to give us our rights or take them away.
You know, the one thing you said too, I think is very important for people to, you know, to grasp today. I mean, you said a lot of things. The one where they are cutting down, they are revisioning history,
yep.
The revisionist history that we're hearing, where they're cutting down George Washington, Thomas yep. Jefferson, the ones that wrote the Constitution, wrote the Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights. If they're bad people, then this thing obviously must be a bad document.
Right.
And this is something you really got to guard against, because you're not getting the education in school that tells you why we're doing things, why we're a republic.
Common core now.
Why we're a republic, why the Electoral right. College is so important.
Well, you remember what Obama said when he was in that one little thing they got him on the mic saying, well, we're going to, or it was maybe it was Michelle that said, we're going to have to change history. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry.
Yeah, you know, you were thanking Tom Basinko for giving us our Second Amendment right. I mean, I can't give someone credit who is handing out permission slips for something that's a constitutional right. And also remember, guys, that the Sheriff Department and the government now has data on you on that particular concealed carry. That isn't a favor for anybody. That's like going up and kissing the ring, and then he'll grant it to you. But if he doesn't want to grant it, he doesn't have to. One other quick thing. The qualification now for Shasta County is more difficult. 21 feet in a 9-round. Okay? Now, here's the deal. You got to hit 16 out of 20. I talked to the sheriff, and he said this was a qualification of the law. Well, it's not. Tehama County doesn't have that qualification. Neither does Glenn County. This was put on by Tom, and I asked him why. I didn't get a straight answer, but I know that other counties don't do this. They have the qualifications being set by the instructors for the CCWs. Also, the other question that Basinko answered was the fact that if a new sheriff does come in, Carl, he could say to you, I don't care if you were a colonel and served our country and are a patriot. I don't care who you are or what you are. You just can't have that CCW anymore. So how can we thank someone who is who's stopping us from our constitutional right, and how can we thank someone because they control our rights and they're controlling us, whether we have a freedom that we're guaranteed by God and the Constitution, or how do we thank them? So I just kind of want to leave it with that. Great show, guys. Great insight. Good stuff on the government. Good stuff. And hopefully you will have Mark on some more. He does add a lot of insight.
Well, I want to get Mark in on the economy. That's the one.
I know. We never got sidetracked today a little bit.
Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for the phone call. Hey, you know, okay, you know, I look at people in our chat room and it goes, you know, it goes up in the 30s.
Right.
And then, you know, but we were up and then we went down. Now we're back up again. So I don't know. Maybe they're just all are we streaming?
Who knows?
Yeah, okay, we're streaming.
The machine is telling me we've been streaming for at least the last 9 hours, 44 minutes, and 54
seconds. We're live.
Seconds.
There we go. Hey, Mark, thanks, first of all, for coming in. And again, I want to have you back in. Well, you know what? You've been with us. Sovereign Mind started, like you said, like 9 years ago with somebody, and God help me, I don't remember his name.
Nate Welch.
And it started... And then I
came in as a guest.
Yeah.
And it was like a week later. Hey, I was like, hey, you need to do the show.
Yeah. Nate got into other things.
Right. He went into fighting.
Yeah.
UFC or whatever.
He did. Yeah. You know, the mixed martial art type fighting. So, and then you took it, and then your show has just grown.
Yeah.
And it's listened to all over the country.
Who knew that I had a lot to say for 8 years?
I ask myself that too.
Every day. You know, it's crazy though. I've been involved in politics and economics and everything for 35 years. So over time, you have to build up a level of foundation of knowledge in order to, you know, get into the discourse here.
Okay. Tell me in 2 minutes why the silver that I bought when you told me to buy it, because you said it was just going to, because there's no silver.
Well, here's the deal.
It's a fake thing.
Here's the deal. You know, the Beatles were geniuses when they said in their song, you know, you give me your money, and you know, you never give me your money, only your funny paper.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're talking about. They're talking about the fact is that the government has been printing money out of thin air and devaluing the dollar like nobody's business. And the correction is coming for the lowest, silver and gold are probably the most least valued asset in the world as far as what they should be at. And so it's taken longer, but there's going to be a reckoning here.
People are calling.
I know. I'm not sure what that's about, but I'm going to try to shut it off here.
That's another show because we're running out of time.
Right.
Tell people about Sovereign Minds.
Sovereign Minds, 10 to noon, Sundays. Every Sunday, we talk about politics, we talk about the economy, we talk about everything germane to what's going on in the world, and the world has gone completely crazy. You got China rioting for freedom and waving American flags.
And singing the national anthem.
Singing the national anthem, and then we got Antifa or whatever you want to call them up in Portland, you know, beating guys up that are carrying flags and singing the national anthem.
I tell you, I saw, you know, people, I see things saying, show me one place where they've been
where they've been violent.
I showed you 100.
I saw that one where they were attacking that. They were attacking that bus with hammers, and they drugged that guy out and hit him with a hammer.
What about down there at Berkeley? They busted out all the windows. What about the Portland two or three times? I mean, these guys are a bunch of thugs, you know? But, you know, hey, that's all right. It's cool. You know, they're Democrats.
On, buddy. No, they are anarchists.
Oh, there you go.
And fascist. They're fascist anarchists.
Sorry, Dems, I'm just a little bit wound up.
Mark Kent, thanks a lot for being with us today. Hey, tomorrow we'll slow down a little bit as far as this. We have, I mean, last Tuesday of the month, we have an Haven Humane on with us. Got a lot of good, great guests on this week, though. Everybody, have a great day. Remember how hot it's going to be, 107. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.